About
we spraken over
Christ in you,
Christ in you,
as opposed to just him being far away. That many people who become Christians,
mensen worden Christen,
they can go to church and they can feel the Lord, but they go home and they feel the devil. But there is a difference. There's a people put the Lord far away.
There is a difference. Mensen zetten God ver weg.
And they look to him from heaven to help.
Ze kijken van de hemel naar de hel.
You could say bring down help.
Help. En ze roepen om breng hulp naar beneden.
But we have help right here in us.
Maar de hulp zit binnenin ons.
We have the life of Christ.
We hebben het leven van Christus.
Inside of us. And we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. So God is three persons, right? Well, who is it? Father, Son. Okay, so we have Father, Son, okay, and Holy Ghost. Two of the three people of the Trinity are inside of us. Right here.
Yeah.
Woo.
That's good. That's wonderful. Because it's not this long distance phone call, you know. You know, it's right here. And the strength that we need is not just some strength that he gives.
De sterkte, de ondersteuning dat wij nodig hebben, is niet de sterkte die hij geeft, ja.
But the strength that he is.
Maar de sterkte is hij zelf.
We are depending on another life within us instead of him helping my life.
We zijn afhankelijk zijn leven in ons, maar niet... Hoe moet ik het vertellen? We zijn afhankelijk van het leven van hem in ons.
If you were a man and you were skinny like me, small.
Ja, als je dus maar bent als man.
But I had Stan in my house with me. And I had him over there in my house with me. And there was this guy that was going to come and beat me up. You know, a person was going to come from outside. Are you wanting him to do that? Instead of me depending on my strength, I would depend on Stan's.
Ja, in plaats van over mijn sterkte te spreken, ga ik wel over Stan's sterkte dan spreken.
And instead of us depending on our strength,
en in plaats van op onze sterkte te gaan,
we should be looking to the life of Christ.
Moeten we naar het leven van Christus kijken.
So, we're also going to kind of look at some new things tonight.
Nieuwe dingen gaan we nu bekijken.
I want to talk, before I get into the scriptures, I want to talk about some concepts.
About concepten.
So, I want to make a difference here. There's a difference between the cross where Jesus went and died.
There's a difference between where Christus naartoe ging en stierf.
There's a difference between what he did at the cross.
There is a verschil tussen wat hij deed aan het kruis.
Compared to the nature that took him to the cross.
Vergelijkend met de natuur die hem naar het kruis bracht.
In those days, those Roman days, they crucified many people.
Mm-hmm. In de Romeinse tijd kruisigden ze vele mensen, ja.
none of them willingly went to the cross.
Niemand ging vrijwillig naar het kruis.
None of them. Except Jesus.
Er was maar één enkele Jezus.
So, it's important to see the difference between what he did.
Het is belangrijk te zien van wat hij deed.
And what took him to the cross.
En wat hem naar het kruis bracht.
He went to the cross because of the nature that he has.
Hij bracht hem naar het kruis omwille van de natuur die hij in hem had eigenlijk.
So, the nature is who he is.
De natuur is wie hij eigenlijk is.
The crucifixion is what he did.
De kruisiging is het werk dat hij heeft gedaan.
Okay? It really is two different things. Most people don't have a nature that would die for everyone else. But he did, because that nature, it took him to the cross. Another important thing is that for Jesus, his nature is what produces everything.
De natuur van Jezus produceert, het brengt alles voort eigenlijk.
Okay, he went to the cross because of love.
Hij ging naar het kruis omwille van de liefde.
That's the nature of God.
Dat de natuur van God.
God is love.
God is liefde.
What does that mean?
Wat betekent dit?
It means that he will suffer for us.
Dat betekent dat hij wil lijden voor ons.
Even if we deserve it.
Zelfs als wij het verdiend hebben. Niets en
niets. That's what I was thinking. Niets en niets. See, I knew that. Okay, so who Jesus is produces what he does.
Wat Christus voortbrengt is wat hij van nature is.
Does that make sense? Stan, does that make sense? Yeah, thanks. We many times do things that are not like our nature.
We doen dikwijls dingen niet naar onze natuur.
We will just randomly do things.
We doen van alle dingen. Van alle dingen rond.
You know, if we get hungry, we'll go eat.
Als we honger hebben, dan eten we.
Well, I want it because I'm hungry.
Ik wil het omdat ik honger heb.
That's not your nature that's taking you to the place to eat.
Dat is niet de natuur die ons daar naartoe brengt om te eten.
That's your physical body.
Dat is uw fysieke lichaam die zegt, wil ik heb honger.
He says, feed me.
Feed me.
Your body says that to you, so you go eat.
So, uw lichaam zegt, ik heb honger, dus ga eten.
But Jesus is different. He's not motivated by circumstances or his own needs.
Maar Jezus is het dan niet de omstandigheden die hem beïnvloeden of dingen die hij nodig heeft.
So this is important.
Is belangrijk.
Because we'll never understand the true way to freedom until we understand it has to come by nature.
We zullen nooit de weg naar vrijheid erkennen als wij niet zijn his nature.
Yeah, I was going to say that next.
Yeah. Als we niet zijn natuur.
It would have to come by his nature.
Ja, moet door zijn natuur zijn.
So, if it was just religion or rules, it would be different.
Alleen, religie of godsdienst is.
If it was just religion and all those rules, Jesus would have stayed in heaven.
Nou, als het zo was dat het religie en regels was, waren, dan kon Jezus in de hemel blijven.
And then he would have watched your life. And when you got ready to do something wrong, he would go, ah! Do you understand that? He would just stay up there. He wouldn't have to die. But that would be Jesus outside of us.
Dat was Jezus buiten ons.
But he wants Jesus inside of us.
Maar wij willen Jezus in ons.
And if he was in us.
En als hij in ons was.
And he said.
En hij zei, nee, niet goed bezig.
He would give you the ability to not do it.
Hij gaf je de mogelijkheid om het niet te doen.
You understand the difference? One is that he's just telling you what to do.
Eén is dat wat je moet doen.
And the other is that he is the life and the ability to do it.
En het andere is het leven en de mogelijkheid om het te doen.
That's not rules.
Dat zijn geen regels.
That's nature.
Dat is natuur.
That's not religion.
Geen religie.
You know, a religious person says, oh, I can't do that. I shouldn't do that. But your flesh says, we're going to do it. Yeah. But, you know, we don't have any power unless it's by the life of Christ. Okay, so I want to bring in now a little bit different picture. I want to talk about the difference between acts of sacrifice,
daden van offers brengen,
the spirit of the lamb,
de geest van het lam,
and then Christian ministry.
En christelijke boodschap.
Can I say them again now for you? Acts of sacrifice.
Daden van opoffering.
Spirit of the Lamb.
De geest van het lam.
Because Jesus is the Lamb of God.
Jezus is het.
And Christian ministry.
En christelijke bediening.
And many times we don't really see the difference.
We willen al zien het verschil.
Let's talk about Christian ministry.
Over christelijke bediening.
If you're in the church building,
als je binnen in de kerk bent,
and you have a person who takes the offering,
en je hebt iemand die het geld rondgeeft, ja.
In fact, let's take an offering. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. But so he's taking the offering and he does it every, he passes the plate or however you do it. And he does it every Sunday faithfully. He may not be doing that as an act of sacrifice.
Hij doet dat niet als een daad van opoffering.
Do you understand that? Mm-hmm. He may just be doing it.
Do it gewoon.
It's almost like a job.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the first year of his life when he was taking offerings.
Misschien het eerste van zijn job.
Yeah, maybe it was a heart thing in the beginning, but after a while, it's just. He's just doing what he's supposed to do.
Misschien in het begin was zo hard, maar daarachter was ja, hij doet maar wat hij doet, ja.
Okay.
Routine.
Routine, yes. But it may not be Jesus anymore.
Maar het is niet meer Jezus.
It may not be a sacrifice anymore.
Het is geen offer meer.
Okay. So another example, someone in the church takes care of the children.
Bijvoorbeeld iemand zorgt voor de kinderen in de kerk.
Well, let's talk about two people who want to take care of the children. One says, oh, I just love children.
De ene zegt, oh, ik zie de kinderen graag.
They're just so precious.
Ze zijn zo kostbaar.
I just want to take care of everyone's children.
Ik wil voor elk kind zijn kinderen zorgen.
for 1 hour. Okay. And if the preacher goes long,
and als de leader gaat een keer gaan kijken,
so someone goes back to the children,
iemand gaat naar de kinders,
and says to that sweet lady who only wants to work an hour,
zeg, lieve dame, die voor een uurtje wil werken,
we're gonna go an hour more. She goes, I can't stay here. These children are driving me crazy. It is true. I know. But remember I said two women. The other one says, I'm not really that good with children. But I feel from God that I should go in there and lay down my life.
Dat ik daar naar de kinders moet en mijn leven neerleggen.
So that the mothers can have time in the Word.
Ja, zodat de moeders bij het woord kunnen zijn.
That's a difference, isn't it? It's very different. It's a very different spirit that's going on.
Het is een andere geest die werkende is.
And many times we don't see the differences. I'm a pastor. And we also have a Bible school. And I get to see the young people in our Bible school under many different situations.
And I see the young mensen under different situations.
They all come in going, oh, I love Jesus. I want to change the world. You know, so you say, oh, okay, well, go clean the toilet. I don't want to do that. You see the difference? One is your zeal.
Ja, uw doel, heeft een doel.
And the other is the spirit of the Lamb.
En de andere is de geest van het Lam.
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Christus in u, de hoop der heerlijkheid.
Where you say, whatever you want, Jesus, I'm yours.
Wat gij ook wil, Heer, ik ben van u.
Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, from having these students, I get to see many different situations. And if they're tired, they're not. They're in a different mood.
They are glad. They are not glad. They are
different.
Another mood. Another standpoint.
Yes, right. But Jesus never changes.
Jesus verandert nooit.
Are you familiar with the scripture that says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Ja, we zijn bekend met het schrift. Jezus is dezelfde gisteren, vandaag en morgen.
Ah, it's a great scripture.
Geweldig schrift.
So good. But Jesus lives inside of us. And he's supposed to be the same today, yesterday, and forever.
And it will say that vandaag, gisteren en morgen, hetzelfde moet zijn, want Christus leeft in ons.
So what stops him from being the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Ja, wat stopt hem om altijd hetzelfde te zijn?
I'm tired. I'm hungry. Our flesh. That's what stops him from being the same yesterday and forever.
That is the stop from mijn vlees, zegt stop me.
If one of the students saw a need somewhere in the church,
als er iemand van de studenten een behoefte zag in de kerk,
But all the other students went in to have dinner.
Maar die anderen wouden eten.
And the food has been cooked.
Food, de, het eten.
Can smell the...
Je ruikt het.
And this one student says,
en een student is er,
you know, this need needs to be met.
Deze behoefte, daaraan moet voldaan worden.
I can't eat while this is a problem.
Ik kan niet eten als het daar zo'n probleem is.
And so they lay down their life.
Zo, hij legt zijn leven neer.
They lay down their time.
En hun tijd.
They lay down the meal that they...
And the maaltijd and, is open.
And they say, no, I can't do that. I must let Jesus come out of me.
Ja, ik kan het niet doen als Jezus dan, het moet Jezus in mij zijn die werkt.
Now, I will tell you that many women lay down their lives all the time.
Ik kan niet zeggen dat er vele vrouwen hun leven neergelegd hebben.
Because they take care of their children.
Omdat zij voor de kinderen zorgen dragen.
Yes, and they do without. They do it joyfully.
They do it met vreugde.
And the grandchildren.
And the grandchildren. And the great-grandchildren.
Yeah.
So my point is to start seeing a difference.
Ja, mijn punt is om het onderscheiden.
There are acts of sacrifice.
There's a handeling van opoffering.
And there's a life of sacrifice.
En er is een leven van opoffering.
Jesus has a life of sacrifice.
Jesus heeft een leven van opoffering.
We sometimes do acts of sacrifice.
We doen soms handelingen van opoffering.
And sometimes we do acts of sacrifice that are not really in our heart.
En soms doen we handelingen van opoffering die echt niet in ons hart zitten.
Amen? Mm-hmm. You ever had that happen? So, but Jesus, his nature is to be a lamb.
Maar Jezus zijn natuur is om lam te zijn.
But not just a lamb.
Maar niet alleen. Een lam.
A sacrificial lamb.
Een opofferend lam.
So, okay, so if that lamb lives inside of me.
En als dat lam in mij leeft.
My life is going to go in a different direction.
Mijn leven gaat dan in een andere richting.
If that's for me, I'm busy. Of course it's not going to be for me.
It's for me, John.
Okay, so there's a couple of important things.
Er zijn dus een paar belangrijke dingen.
There is, I want to talk about spirit.
There is.
And motive.
And motivation.
Okay, because we've been talking about doing things.
Ja, dingen doen.
You know, acts of ministry.
Handelingen van bediening.
Or acts of sacrifice.
Handelingen van opoffering.
We're seeing that those are now different.
Ja, we zien dat er verschillende dingen zijn.
Because of these two things I want to talk about.
Waarom we besproken.
Okay. My first one is spirit.
Het eerste is de geest.
It is the spirit in which you do something.
Het is de geest waarin je iets doet.
Okay, so if I said to one of our Bible school students, go mop the floor. I've seen them go, okay. You know, they say, okay. But then when they're getting in there, they're mopping the floor like this. I don't want to mop the floor. Did they do what was asked?
They doet wat hem gevraagd is.
Mm-hmm. Did they do it in the right spirit?
Maar niet doen ze het in de juiste geest.
When our girls, we have three girls, and they're all grown now and everything. But when they were little, I remember,
we hebben drie dochters en toen ze klein waren.
It almost sounded like you said we had three doctors. I know you said daughters. I said, really, they're doctors? but I remember one of them, we asked her to go clean her room before she went out with her friends. And she said, but my friends, you know, I want to go out with my friends. And I said, they're still going to be there. But I want your room to be clean. Okay. They go in there and they don't really clean it right. Yeah. And then they come back and say, I did it.
And dan zegt ze, ik heb het wel gedaan, ja.
And I have to say, sweetie.
Say last keer, kindje.
It's not the job I'm talking about. It's the spirit that's in your heart. Jesus looks at us.
Jesus kijkt naar ons.
And says, sweetie.
Liefste.
It's not doing the job. It's the spirit in which you do.
Het is niet de taak die je moet doen, maar de geest.
Now, so what we're really talking about is the difference between us and Jesus.
Dus we spreken nu over het verschil tussen ons en de Heer Jezus.
We've all done these things.
Hebben we allemaal bezig geweest.
There's none righteous.
Niemand is rechtvaardig.
Just the Lord.
Alleen de Heer.
But what we need is not the Lord from up there.
Wat we nodig hebben is niet de Heer van hinder.
We need the life of the Lamb on the inside of us.
We hebben het leven van het Lam binnen in ons nodig.
Okay, so I told you I would mention spirit. Now I want to talk about motive.
Ja, we willen de Heer ook nu gaan over de motivatie hebben.
You can do something that is good, but you have the wrong motive.
Je kunt iets doen wat goed is, maar je hebt de verkeerde motivatie.
We have in our church we have different worship teams.
We hebben in onze kerk verschillende aanbidding teams.
And with each Sunday we switch teams.
En elke zondag is er een team.
But we try to get everybody involved that we can.
Ja, we proberen toch iedereen erbij te betrekken.
And so I remember there was this person in the Bible school.
Er was eens een toon in de Bijbelschool.
That could play the guitar.
Ik kon gitaar spelen.
And so I said, this Sunday, would you mind getting up with the rest of the team and play the guitar?
En ik vroeg hem op een zondag, wilt u bij het team gaan en met de gitaar spelen?
And he said, oh yeah.
Natuurlijk, zei hij.
He was like, he got up there, he knew the songs, he knew how to play them.
Ja, hij kende de gezangen en kon ze spelen.
Do you know who I'm talking about right now?
Yeah.
Anyway. He starts in like this. Everybody's worshiping on the stage.
Iedereen doet aanbidding.
And he starts.
And
yeah. We're all kind of going, what is this? And it's almost like he's going, look at me. And I'm going, oh brother. Come here. You're not ready yet. And many times when you give people an opportunity, they may fail the first time.
Als je mensen een mogelijkheid geeft, de eerste keer kunnen ze natuurlijk falen.
But God deals with you deep within.
Maar de Heer houdt rekening met het binnenste in ons.
And they change.
En ze veranderen.
And I've learned that, you know, from just looking at my own life, I've learned that just because we fail,
dat we falen,
is not the end of it.
Dat is niet het einde.
Wat was dat laatste dia?
Dat is niet het einde. Iedereen faalt.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask her a question so that I could get a drink while she answers. All right. So, basically, what I'm saying is that the motive that we have can be wrong while what we're doing is a good thing.
Situatie kan verkeerd zijn, maar de ding dat we doen kan wel goed zijn.
I mean, there's some churches that'll just, you know, put anybody in there, you know.
Ja, er zijn sommige kerken die daar iemand belasten.
If we care about the Lord,
als we echt om de Heer geven,
then we want all of us to have a right spirit.
Dan willen we dat iedereen de juiste geest heeft.
But that right spirit is not us.
Maar de juiste geest, dat is niet wij.
Our hope is not in us.
The hope is not in us.
Doesn't matter how bad it gets, your hope is Christ in you.
Hoe slecht het ook is, the hope is Christus in you.
So, we've had people come to our church or come to our Bible school also.
Mensen komen naar onze kerk en naar de Bijbelschool.
And they would do something wrong. And somebody would come to me and say, well, I don't know if this person should be in the church. And I would say, well, let's just wait. Let's give the Lord a chance to move in their life. And so maybe a month later, the same person comes back and says, they're still, you know, doing
it.
And I said, let's trust the Lord with them.
En ik zeg, dan laten we de Heer vertrouwen.
And this person said to me,
en de persoon zei,
why do you have so much hope?
Hoe komt het dat je zo weer hoop hebt?
And I said, I don't.
En ik zeg dan, ja, ik heb geen hoop.
I said, my hope is not in them.
Mijn hoop is niet.
My hope is the Christ that's in them.
De hoop is Christus in hem.
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Het is Christus in you, de hoop der heerlijkheid.
All of these things are important. Can you see why they would be important?
Dat is wel belangrijk als we het inzien dat het wel belangrijk is.
We're either just a bunch of Christians that are doing the best we can.
Ja, we zijn zomaar ja, Christen die ons best doen zo goed als we kunnen.
Or we're Jesus loving people who want Christ formed in us.
Ja, we zijn Jezus liefhebbende Christus die willen dat Christus in ons gevormd wordt.
That's very different.
Mm-hmm.
One is, I just want to have a good, happy church. And the other is, I want Jesus in this church. You know, somebody says, yeah, but everything's going good. And they think I'm going to be satisfied. Good was on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
De waarheid is op de boom van kennis van goed en kwaad.
You remember?
Ja. Mm-hmm.
Two things.
Three things.
Good and evil.
Goed en kwaad.
And so we walk up to the tree. And we say, oh, I'm not going to eat the evil. I'm just going to eat the good. Yeah, the good is no good. Amen. We think like there's evil and then there's good and we think good equals Jesus.
Ja, goed en het is kwaad en we denken ja, Christus is goed.
We don't want to just do good.
We willen niet alleen goed doen.
We want Christ in us.
We willen Christus in ons.
We want to stand before God.
We willen voor God staan.
And he says, well, you know, why should I let you into heaven?
God zegt, waarom zou ik je eigenlijk in de hemel laten?
And we don't want to say to him,
dan we willen niet tot hem zeggen,
well, you should let me into heaven because I went to church.
Laat mij in, want ik ging naar de kerk.
And I remember taking care of the kids once in church. And I, you know, I did a lot of good things. We don't want that. We want to say, I don't deserve it. But you put your son in me.
Zoon in mij gelegd.
And I give him all the glory.
En ik geef hem al de heerlijkheid.
Amen.
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 How many want to go to hell?
Jacob says, "I choose in the hell."
Want to go to hell?
Jacob says that. Jesus says in hell, doesn't matter. I'm going.
That's right. And he did go to hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. There is something higher than good.
There's iets hoger, iets meer dan goed.
There's something higher than just doing something in the ministry.
Ja, meer dan in de bediening staan.
The highest thing of all.
Het hoogste van al.
Is when the Lamb of God lives in us.
Wanneer het Lam van God in ons leeft.
And you can say, not I, but Christ.
En dan kan je zeggen, niet ik, maar Christus.
You know, again, someone standing before the Lord.
Als hier iemand voor de Heer staat.
Might say, well, you know, I wanted it to be you.
En hij zegt, ik wil bij jou zijn.
Ik wil u zijn.
Ik wil u zijn, ja.
Well, that's, you know what? None of us are perfect, so it's good to want it to be Jesus.
Niemand is perfect. Het is dus in orde als je Jezus wil.
It's good to, if you do something, wrong,
iets fout,
and you say, Father, forgive me.
En je zegt, Father, vergeef me.
But more than forgiving me,
maar meer dan meer vergevenis te schenken.
I want it to be your son in me.
Ik wil zoon in mij.
Okay, that's one version. The other version would be that you do something right.
Die andere versie, je doet iets goeds.
And you say, Father, I'm sorry that I did that.
En je zegt, Vader, sorry dat ik dat deed.
I want your son more than anything else in the whole world.
Ik wil uw zoon meer dan
it's a difference of heart.
Yes.
One is that you could glory in what you did.
The one is you will glory in what you did.
And the other one is that you glory in Christ.
And the other is that you Christus verheerlijkt.
Okay, so you're listening now. And you think, I never heard this before. But this is the one the Apostle Paul preached.
Daar spreekt de Apostel Paulus over.
And this is the life that Jesus, when he said, I must go away.
And this is the life of Jesus, as he said, ik ga heen.
You remember when he said that?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was with his disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I must go away. And they're thinking, no. We need you here. And he says, I need to leave here and go here.
Jesus says, ja, ik moet hier weg, ik moet in hier leven.
And when he came back here.
En als hij terugkwam, kwam hij.
Is he here?
Yes. In Jeruzalem.
Yes.
Where is he?
Behind the curtain. At the right and the left side.
Oh, he's over here. He's here, but he's here. Mm-hmm. And he's here in the midst of us.
Jesus is binnen in ons en in het midden van ons, bij ons.
Okay, I want to read this scripture, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. And it's very important, and most of us are familiar with this scripture. But what we want to do is start applying these things in another understanding. An understanding.
We willen het toepassen.
Sorry.
Wat we zien dat willen we toepassen in een ander.
Op een ander, alleen op een praktische manier, alleen op een levende manier.
Practically.
Yes.
Practically.
Yeah. And in a real way.
And echte praktische weg.
Amen. So it's 2 Corinthians chapter 2, if you have your Bible.
2 Corinthians.
Okay, 2 Corinthians 2, and we'll just read verse 14 and 15.
2 Corinthians 3:14-15.
Okay. Ready? Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and make it manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place, for we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ. And we'll stop right there.
Maar God zij gedankt, die ons te alle tijden in Christus doet zegevieren, en de reuk van zijn kennis allerwegen door ons verspreidt, want we zijn voor God een geur van Christus onder hen die gered wordt.
Okay, so the beginning of verse 15 says this.
Begin van vers 15.
For we are something.
We zijn iets.
We are unto God a sweet savor of Christ.
We zijn voor God een geur van Christus.
Okay. It didn't say we are sweet Christians. So quit trying to be a sweet Christian. Thank you, Mark. Our emphasis has been wrong. We put the wrong emphasis on Christianity.
Yeah, onze nadruk ligt vaak fout. Het ligt op, de nadruk ligt op christenheid.
So this isn't emphasizing being a sweet Christian. It's not emphasizing doing good works.
Het benadrukt hier niet om een christen te zijn of goede werken te doen.
It is emphasizing Christ.
Het benadrukt Christus.
But Christ in us.
Maar Christus in ons.
As a sweet savor to God.
Als een zoete geur voor God.
So we'll start here when we talk tomorrow.
Ja, morgen gaan we hier mee beginnen.
But we'll talk about this.
We gaan hier over dit vers.
And we'll look at more scriptures.
En meer schriftgedeelten bekijken.
Because these are talking about an offering.
Want hier gaat het over offerandes.
We are priests unto God.
We zijn priesters voor God.
And priests offer up offerings.
En priesters offeren offerandes.
So, sorry, but that's it. That's all you get. Voilà.